The question that's still in front of the legislature is which taxes they're going to cut and by how much. And the House and the Senate have some differences there. All Greg Abbott has said on the subject was that any budget that does not include a business tax cut will get a veto. But in terms of all of the other programs and things, I think everybody's more or less on the same page.
Well, funding for pre-K, though, proved to be a major issue in the budget debate, didn't it?
It did. You know, the question is not, you know, this is one of those programs that everybody says they want, and when you ask them how much they want to spend on it, the answers go all over the place. One of the questions is whether it's full day pre-K all over the state, or whether it's partial day, or whether it actually reaches all over the state. All Greg Abbott has said, really, is that he wants a robust pre-K program, and I think he might be willing to phase that in.
There is more money for schools overall, but we still haven't made up what was cut in 2011.
Right. So they are almost back up to the levels of funding that they had before the 2011 cuts. One of the complaints from people who'd like to see more money in education is that they're not replacing the money that would account for growth since then. So they're up to the 2011 levels, but they're not to the levels 2015 would have been without the 2011 cuts.
And of course, what, we're still waiting court rulings that could shake up everything.
And the Texas House has proposed in separate legislation some new funding for public education that could close some of the gap further.
Well, border security got more money, so we've got more troops headed for the border?
A couple of questions. One of them is, how much money do you want to spend on this? How much money do you want to spend on Texas National Guard troops? How much do you want to spend on Texas State Police? How do you want to equip them? And how are you going to measure the results from whatever dollars you spend? And all of those are open questions and subject to some argument that I think is still probably ahead when they reconcile the House and Senate budgets.
The legislature has been in Republican hands for some time now, but did you see anything come up in this House debate that would indicate that that Republican control is even stronger?
You know, Texas has become a two-party Republican state, and some issues still split them. And I think a lot of these are going to be manifest in the differences between the House and the Senate. If you were going to cut taxes, would you cut property taxes or sales taxes? Would you cut taxes for big business or little business? You know, what used to be partisan fights when it was a Republican versus Democratic House are now intra-party fights within the Republican Party.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for being with me.
Thanks as always.